Good morning. 7:19 a.m. Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. Yeah, yesterday was a bit busy. And I found myself almost completely incapable of addressing the manuscript. Spent way too much time in Facebook, in the public timeline there. It's a complete waste of time. I made my therapist laugh yesterday by saying, we were talking about the amount of time and the distraction that Facebook offers. And I pointed out that there was just so much wrong on the internet that I had to deal with it. And there is, and I know that that's kind of... I was joking, but that's actually probably the impetus I have for addressing ignorant, illogical, and ill-informed individuals. I'm going to make a concerted effort not to bring those conversations here, other than to say, geez, I really need to stop that. I'm not going to convince anyone. I'm not going to do myself any favors by spending the time. And it just serves to aggravate me in a time when I can ill afford to be aggravated. It's an overcast, humid morning here this morning, and I am apparently a bit overdressed. I didn't put on all my cold weather gear because 47, 50 degrees, somewhere near 48, 50 degrees. It's not cold, and because it's overcast, there's no sun to be contributing. But I'm walking quickly and building up heat. I didn't sleep well last night. The dentist's office called yesterday. Said, would you be able to move your appointment up till tomorrow? Meaning today. I have one filling it needs to be. Done. And I was hoping to put it off until November. Just to give my revenue stream a chance to catch up with the sales that happened in September. so that I can pay the bill. The reality is I've got like 30 days. It's not that, it won't be that big a deal. Assuming the insurance company actually covers this practice, which they always did, but the practice has now changed doctors because my primary dentist had to retire, and he's brought in a new guy, a young guy, to take over the practice. I've met the guy, he's a nice guy, he seems quite competent. But I went for a cleaning a couple weeks ago, and the insurance statement just came, indicating that the claim was denied because either the insurance wasn't in force or the practice is no longer covered. The insurance should be in force. None of our other providers have said it's not in force. We are actually paying the COBRA premium to continue our established coverage. So one of two things has happened. Either there is some change in the account of record when we were shifted to COBRA, or the dentist is they're denying coverage on the basis of the change in doctor, which strikes me as tedious. And the aggravating part is that I'm pretty sure we're paying for dental coverage. But finding a dental provider who is conveniently located and in-network and competent is really the problem. I was going to one of the local chains, and when their competent dentists left, and another guy came in out of retirement in order to keep the practice open. I suspect he might have been competent, but his chair side manner left a lot to be desired. The straw that broke the camel's back was a 3-hour appointment with a jaw block. Inadequate Novocaine. And a filling or five. And the side of my tongue shredded by the drill. That was the point where I said, you know what? I'm going to find a different dentist. Did very little for my confidence in the profession. My current dentist, the one who just retired, did a really good job of reversing, of assuring me that drilling through the side of somebody's tongue wasn't actually an approved dental technique. So we're gonna go do this new dentist. It's a small filling, it's on the lower back. Of all of the procedures, this one should be the least trauma, assuming he gets in there and discovers that he can in fact fill it without having to take the cap off the tooth. That would get really expensive really fast. So anyway, I should stop talking about the dentist. It kept me awake. It made for very rough nights of sleep. So perhaps I'll be zoned out on nitrous for half an hour and get a nap in. I have been known to sleep in this dentist's chair. I'll work on my meditation. My therapist was quite pleased that I had undertaken some meditative practice. And the journal, and all of the things that I've done over the last week and a bit. She's quite pleased. She didn't know about how to ADHD, the YouTube videos. So she wrote that down, because that was kind of cool. Something to eat before I go, because I won't want to eat when I come back. I have to do something about dinner. What am I going to do about dinner? I have to plan ahead. If I don't plan ahead, then I get to the point where it's time to eat dinner and I haven't got anything prepared and we make bad food choices. Yo, cat, hunker down in the grass. The grass only comes up to its hips, not even that high, but it's hunkered down, chin is all the way down, legs tucked in, and watching me go by. Like I can't see a yellow cat in the middle of a green lawn. I did get some words in yesterday. It was only 1,000, but it was 1,000. It was words. I moved the story along a little bit. I gotta stop getting bogged down in the detail of Ishmael decorating the cabin. Although the reality is that this is actually part of the story, which is why I can't seem to leave it alone, because apparently it's an important part of the story. One of the things One of the threads in this story is Ishmael healing and finding his path. And so all of the stuff that has to do with decorating the cabin, with his relationship with the crew, with his relationship with the ship, is all important to that thread. Just like in the earlier stories, his relationship to clothing was an important part of the story, because it was an important part of his character arc, of his growth. Likewise, his relationship to the ship and his attention to the details of the cabin reflect his growth, his healing. And so I can't really short circuit it without getting in the way of that story. Oh, that's cute. I don't know if that's a full spool or an empty spool. A big cable spool, which I don't know if it was. Oh, apparently it was there at least yesterday. Somewhere. It's now in the ditch. It's now in the drainage ditch. I don't know if somebody came along in the night and decided it would be fun to roll it down into the ditch where people couldn't get it back out again, or it got away from its handlers and fell into the ditch. Interesting. So it's a gray, overcast day. It sort of fits my mood. I'm kind of in a gray, overcast mood. I wonder if I will be able to pull me up by the bootstraps once I have the dentist visit behind me and see that all of my anxiety and fear about what I'm going to face when I get there is largely unfounded. I've also scheduled 2 hours of playtime today. And while there's a part of me that says, you need to be writing words, you need to not be playing, the reality is, I really felt it on Sunday when I'd been at it 7 days. And while I had never actually made my word count goals, I'd actually accomplished rather a lot last week. A lot of it, the tedious sort of detail work that I tend to postpone and put off and then become distracted by because I know I need to be doing it because it's important, it's just not terribly urgent. And so this gives me an opportunity to deal with what's important. And one of the things that's important is for me to keep my head in the game. And one of the ways to keep my head in the game is to put my head in a game. And EVE Online is, for my science fiction world, that is the game. That is where I should be going if I'm going to go somewhere. And where I need to avoid going is Minecraft. Because that way lies madness, a bottomless swirling pool of dark madness. Okay, that may be a bit much, but you get the point. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.